Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omota, and in the next couple of minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of Think of Me, the EP by Irene Tale from Uganda. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
Loading. Think of Me is a four-track EP that was released on January 3rd, 2023, fresh for the new year, and it's released under Irene Tale itself. Like I said, it's got four tracks, no features, by the way, which I always think is cool when artists stand on their own on some projects. It's a good challenge. As I started listening to Think of Me, track one, which is titled Omutima Gwesibie, is so catchy, man. Such a catchy tune. You listen to it and you're like, yeah, this is the vibe. It's got a dancehall feel to it. And then she comes in with these fire vocals as she sings. She's actually like a singer. Really, really good, super catchy. And I thought, okay, this is a good way to start the EP. Interestingly enough, Uganda's got this love affair with that dancehall sound. And I think it's an East African thing too. But then again, it's an African thing. Africa and dancehall have always had a love affair. When I got to the title track, which is number two, Think of Me, OMG. You know what? Very rarely do I get hit by this lasting impression when it comes to songs. Like, I can appreciate songs that they're good or well written, and you know, that's that. But this song just took me by surprise. So, you know, it's a love song, you know, think of me, this and that. And then the chorus, actually, one of the lyrics in there, which is repeated a couple of times and is catchy as hell, is don't drink and drive. I need to find somebody from Uganda to translate the rest of the song, because maybe contextually it will give me, I don't know, some peace of mind or something, because I was like, don't drink and drive, but the song is called Think of Me. It totally sounds like a love song. I don't know, guys. But it was cool. Really nice song, well sung. And then, you know, when I was looking up Irene Tale's profile, I realized she hasn't released music in like 2 or 3 years. So... to come back like this, I think, you know, obviously it was in the works, but there was something to it, which seems like, I think she really wanted to come back with a bang. And for the Ugandan market, I think this really, really works. I don't know how much you can export some of this, this sound particularly. And I see it with countries such as Zimbabwe as well, which has Zim dancehall as a genre. And a number of songs from that genre tend to be difficult to export beyond the borders. And I think East Africa has got an advantage when it also comes to language, that some of these languages, they go beyond the borders and makes it easier to sort of capitalize. But it's interesting to see if she can, you know, capture new markets with this sound. And then just to spice it up, when I started listening to track three, which is called Tomangi, the first lyric there is, I'm going to marry you, believe in it. I'm going to marry you, believe in it. And it's interesting to think this coming from a woman going to a man, that's intense, bruh. That's really intense, but... I'm really liking what she's bringing to the table. Bold lyrics, a catchy sound. She's got a good voice. And, you know, if I was going to critique anything, it's just going back to what I said earlier about the dancehall styles around some of these countries like Uganda, Zimbabwe. The sound is not refined enough to be challenging the upper echelons of African music right now, when you look at countries like possibly Nigeria, South Africa, Kenya. They've come up with real quality productions that get you to the stratosphere. Like, it's ridiculous. They're competing with the best of the best in the world now. So that's where I see some of these sounds, you know, maybe lacking a little bit. But otherwise, you know, good comeback from Irene Tyler. Makes me want to listen to a lot more from her, and a nice 4-track EP. Otherwise, that's it from me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.